In this bulletin, Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years for helping Jeffrey Epstein abuse teenage girls. Australia's foreign minister meets her counterpart in Malaysia. And in sport, Matilda's coach Tony Gustafsson says his side is still full of confidence despite their recent loss to Spain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Disgraced former socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping the late financier Jeffrey Epstein to procure and sexually abuse teenage girls. Speaking outside the New York court where the sentencing took place, lawyer Brad Edwards called the result a major victory for victims, not just in the Epstein case, but any other trafficking situation around the world.
I think that it sends a really powerful message to conform with the law and to be deterred from engaging in any form of conduct like this, whether you are the facilitator, groomer, perpetrator, whoever you are, nobody is above the law. And I think that's the message that everybody understands very loud and clear today.
Prosecutors had claimed the sentencing guidelines called for 30 to 55 years in prison, while defense lawyers recommended a five-year term. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has met her Malaysian counterpart, Saifuddin Abdullah, in Putrajaya. It's understood that education, defense cooperation, and regional security is on the agenda for their talks as Senator Wong seeks to rebuild Australia's diplomatic relations in the Asia-Pacific region. The minister says the region is being reshaped economically and strategically.
Australia will always operate on the basis that we have this objective, a region that is peaceful, a region that is stable, a region that is prosperous, a region in which sovereignty is respected, and importantly, a region where rules enable some predictability to state behaviour and to the way in which disputes would be dealt with.
Climate protesters have vowed to continue demonstrating despite 12 people from the Blockade Australia group being arrested in Sydney's Central Business District. Tuesday's planned protest quickly dispersed in the face of a heavy police presence, including riot squad and mounted officers, as well as helicopters overhead. But this activist says climate change is a crucial issue that is too important to back down from. She says she's protesting for her children and 7 grandchildren as she believes their life will be unlivable unless something is done urgently.
It's our right to protest on the streets. And the reason we're having to do civil disobedience is because nothing else has worked. We are desperate people wanting action for our children and grandchildren, and everything else has failed.
3 people have been arrested following the discovery of dozens of bodies in a tractor trailer in the U.S. state of Texas. The details of their arrest or how they are connected to the case have not yet been confirmed. But authorities believe the 46 people found dead inside the vehicle were migrants traveling along the border with Mexico. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says it's a horrific human tragedy.
You're asking, how do we solve the migration crisis in North America? I don't know if the city has the answer to that.
Exhausted firefighters are continuing to search for survivors in the rubble of a Ukrainian shopping mall following a Russian missile strike that killed at least 18 civilians. Around 36 people remain missing after the strike in the central city of Kremenchuk, which is far away from any front line in Ukraine. Russia has defended its actions, saying it was aiming for a nearby arms depot and suggesting the mall was empty. But the attack has drawn condemnation from around the world. G7 leaders have responded with plans for a cap on Russian oil designed to starve Russia of its resources for war without exacerbating the global economic crisis, while Ukraine itself is accusing Russia of deliberately targeting civilians. Sweden and Finland look set to join the NATO alliance after Turkey agreed to a deal with the Nordic nations over their applications. Turkey had been objecting to the nations joining the bloc, citing concerns that terrorist organizations had not been properly dealt with by either country. But Finnish President Sauli Niinistö has announced this morning that the 3 countries' leaders have signed a joint agreement following talks. He says the memorandum confirms that Turkey will be at the Madrid summit this week to support the invitation of Finland and Sweden to become NATO members. And now to sport. Matilda's coach Tony Gustafsson says his side is still full of confidence despite Sunday's 7-0 loss to Spain. The Swedish coach Gustafsson says he's expecting a strong response in Australia's matchup with Portugal today following the Matildas' worst defeat in 25 years. He says their defeat at the hands of Spain may be healthy for the team in the long run.
Sometimes a reality check, even if it hurts, can be healthy for the long term. Short term, it hurts for all of us, including us in and around the Matildas, fans, media, stakeholders, federation, players, staff. But in the long run, maybe that's exactly what we need to realize exactly where we're at and what we need to do.
Lydia Williams will become the first goalkeeper to play 100 matches for the Matildas if she takes to the field against Portugal, the world's number 30th ranked side. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.